grandmother used to cook a cornbread that she called a corn dodger, which I couldn't eat. I didn't care for it at all. It was more or less just made with plain water and a little salt, and baked on top of the stove, maybe in an iron pan of some sort. But we didn't want to go there when she had corn dodger.
Any other different kinds of cornbread besides corn dodger that, oh, or even that you might even cook now?
Well, she, there was one bread that she cooked, that her mother cooked, that I loved, and she would take the cornmeal and use some boiling water and cook it and make dumplings out of it. She called corn dumplings when we were having greens of some sort, and she dropped those in with the greens, and then she would bake the other in an iron pan of some kind, and that was really good.
And did you ever see anybody make the kind of cornbread that you'd have say they cook maybe down in the ashes or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Ever seen anybody cook the kind of cornbread that you have to dip out like mashed potatoes? And I know you must have this kind of cornbread. You might have it with fish and put a little onion or green pepper.
Oh yes, hush puppies, yeah. Which is a favorite in the South. And there's so many different ways to make hush puppies. We prefer it when we have fish, we have hush puppies. We like it so much. And most people will in the South when they have fish, will have hush puppies. But they're so much different than what you go to Long John Silver's and buy hush puppies. What you make at home is so much different, because most of the time we use eggs and buttermilk, grated onion, and some people do use tomatoes.
Oh, ever have any other kinds of cornbread with egg in it?
Well, we've had all kinds of corn muffins and things like that.
Oh, you mentioned biscuits and so forth. What else would you usually have, say, when you're coming out for breakfast? What are some of the things you might have? Can you tell me just a...
Well, my daddy was a big eater. He loved his good breakfast. He was raised on the farm, and he liked to breakfast, and I think Mother would always have, she would have sausage or bacon, eggs, hot biscuit, jelly, butter. We always had our own fresh butter and always our milk. Daddy, he didn't care for the fresh sweet milk, but he would like what they'd call the clabber. Mother let it sour to skim the cream off to make the butter from. And that's when, after she'd taken the cream off of it, that was my daddy's favorite milk. He liked that better than he did the buttermilk or the fresh milk.
Did she ever make any kind of cheese with the clabber?
We used to make cottage cheese.
And you were talking about biscuits. Any other kind of bread you might have for breakfast? Do you ever have syrup or anything for breakfast?
Oh, yes. She'd always cook enough biscuit at breakfast time to have enough left over at noon time. And when my dad would come home for his lunch, he'd love to have biscuit, or just cold biscuit to eat with whatever he had. And when we'd come in from school, we loved to have a biscuit. If there was any left, well, the first thing we'd do would go to see about a biscuit. And we used to call them we get a biscuit and take our finger and pull a hole right in the middle of the biscuit and pour it full of syrup. And this was our treat when we got home from school, Matthew.
I used to do the same thing.
We didn't know what peanut butter was and things like that. Mother made all of the jelly we had. We've always done, as far back as I can remember, all the families all the way, and even to the present time, we can and freeze and make our jellies and preserves. We buy very little of that.
Do you ever have another kind of bread maybe for breakfast? You might make a batter and fry three or four.